Mishnah Beis HaSemech Sukkosai, one who supports his sukkah, Bechari HaMito, with one of the sides of a bed. We're referring to a four-poster bed, where either where the person's head would be, or where his feet would be, at that end of the bed, there is sort of a large board which goes from the floor, or perhaps slightly above the floor, and then upwards. So you could technically use it as a wall. And the case under discussion is where he puts the bed next to where his sukkah will be, and that part of the bed serves as one of the walls of the sukkah. So once again, this is another ramification of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. According to the Chachomim, that a sukkah only needs to be a temporary place of living, kashera. The sukkah is valid because even though it's likely that the bed will not remain there forever, and as soon as somebody moves the bed, the entire sukkah will move with it. The sukkah is dependent on this, and this is temporary. Nevertheless, it's valid. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im eino yachila lamed b'fnei atzma, if the sukkah is not able to stand by itself without the bed, pasula, the sukkah is invalid, since the sukkah needs to be a permanent place of living." Continues the Mishnah, "Sukkah hamunduvleles, a sukkah whose schach is not even." There might be lots of schach there, but it's not placed in a arranged manner, such that most of the roof is covered in schach. Rather, the minority of the roof is covered in schach, such that there will be more sunlight which comes through than shade which is provided by the schach. So in general, if there is more sunlight than shade, meaning if the minority of the roof is covered by schach, then in general it's invalid. However, in this case, since there is lots of schach there, it's just not arranged properly. Or in an alternative case, if the shade is more than the sun, meaning the majority of the roof is covered by sechach, however that sechach is not likely to remain there for a long time. It could be very weak sechach, it's unlikely to remain there for a long time. Nevertheless, in both of these cases, kashera, the sechach and the sukkah is valid, since in the first case there's enough sechach there. If you were to just arrange them properly, there would be more shade than sunlight. So it's already now considered to be that the majority is sechach and not open space. And in the second case, even though it's likely that it might blow away soon, nevertheless, as long as the sechach is there, and there is more sechach than empty space, the sukkah is considered to be valid. Ends off the Mishnah, Hama uba kamin bayis. If the sechach is as thick as the roof of a house, even if the stars cannot be seen at all through the sechach, nevertheless, kashera, the sechach and the sukkah is considered valid. Certainly midoraisa, and even midyabonon, they didn't decree that it looks like you're inside a house and somebody might come to have sukkahs inside a house. Since at the end of the day you did place the sechach there yourself, even though you made it very thick, it is nevertheless valid sechach.